Okay, now on to the other big news story today. After months of negotiations, the two biggest emitters of greenhouse gases on Earth, the U.S. and China, have reached a deal for lowering their respective emissions. President Obama and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping made the announcement today in Beijing. China is promising to start reducing its emissions by 2030. And by 2025, President Obama pledged that the United States would emit about 27% less carbon dioxide than it did back in 2005. Now comes the hard part, making the deal stick in the real world. Sam Giel is executive editor at China Dialogue, a site that covers environmental issues in China. And Sam, I understand that talks leading up to this announcement were very hush-hush. Were you surprised by this deal?
What was surprising was how soon it came, and that's a pleasant surprise for lots of people. It was expected that this announcement would occur next year. This really helps to speed up the timeline for action on climate towards a deal at the UN, which everyone is hoping to see in Paris at the end of 2015.
Now, let's focus on China for a second. Why do you think China came to this deal so quickly?
I think it's clear, and it has been for a long time, that China's core state policy is moving towards sustainable development, to cleaner growth, and key part of that is low carbon development. If we look, for example, at a recent study by the New Climate Economy, they found that just the health and mortality burden of air pollution in China alone accounts for more than 10% of its GDP. So there's very high costs to the pollution and the dependence on coal in China. Another Chinese study found that smog caused by coal consumption killed an estimated 670,000 people in China in 2012. So clearly, there's strong social pressure for cleaner development, and there are good economic and health reasons for policymakers to want to make this move towards cleaner forms of development.
Now, this emissions peak date of 2030 set for China, what does that mean?
Without further detail on actually where the peak is, not just the date, but the number of tons of carbon dioxide, the amount of coal that's emitted, these sorts of curves. It's actually unclear exactly what this means. Some Chinese analysts are saying that by 2030, it's likely that China's emissions will be around three times the US level. So the detail of what China actually commits to and how we flesh out that peak matters a lot. So this actually, as it stands, is something of a diplomatic breakthrough, certainly not a full-fledged diplomatic success. There's no formal agreement. And it's not a climate success. It's not clear that this necessarily will get the world onto a two-degree target, for example. But at least this peak gives a framework around which we can start to build ambition towards lower carbon growth.
And of course, we also don't know how much China is going to start lowering emissions once 2030 occurs. So there's a whole lot of stuff we simply don't know.
Clearly, it has to slow its emissions very considerably in order to lower them by 2030.
What about the U.S.? How ambitious was the pledge by President Obama to slash emissions levels by 27% by 2025?
My understanding is that the U.S. announcement is really in line with what the president can achieve under the Climate Action Plan, uses the Environmental Protection Agency and increases energy efficiency and so on. And even that plan will face political hurdles in the wake of the midterms. But it's a starting point. It shows that there's a level of trust, a really unprecedented level of trust between China and the U.S. on climate issues.
Sam Giel of ChinaDialogue.net speaking with us from London.